There's a new book getting some attention this election season, and not just in the Midwest. It's called What's the Matter with Kansas? How Conservatives Won the Heart of America. The author is Thomas Frank. He says many Republicans are voting against their own economic self-interest. In a minute, Carl Zinsmeister of the American Enterprise magazine offers his ideas about what's wrong with Democrats. First, Thomas Frank tells us what he thinks is the matter with Republicans.
American conservatives react pretty predictably when you bring up the subject of social class. Talk about the huge pay gap between CEOs and workers, and they'll tell you that's class warfare, an appeal to ugly, base emotions, and that such sentiments have no place in contemporary politics. Conservatives would much rather rail against what they call the liberal elite. It's a shadowy group that holds strategic positions in academia, government bureaucracy, and the culture industry. They're the earnest young vegans in Washington, D.C., 2 years out of Brown and already lording it over the hard-working folks of the Midwest from a desk at the EPA. Conservatives are the real Americans, while liberals are some kind of alien, un-American aristocracy. This stereotype informs each of the attacks on John Kerry: his windsurfing, his ability to speak French, his wife's unfamiliarity with chili. And it informs each of the culture war issues that Republicans are accentuating this year. The culture war is the Republicans' class war, rallying blue-collar voters to battle against the fat cats of Manhattan and Malibu. But the grievances they choose are almost always ones that can't be assuaged. School prayer never comes back. Hollywood never cleans up its act, and artists never give up on offending the bourgeoisie. Millions of average Americans have enlisted in these frustrating, fruitless crusades against the liberal elite, to no avail. But in the meantime, their conservative leaders have been making fantastic progress on another front, the economic issues that are closest to their hearts. Conservatives may have lost out on a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage, but over the years they have smashed the welfare state, reduced the tax burden on corporations and the wealthy, and generally returned the country to a 19th century pattern of wealth distribution. It's a classic political bait and switch. You vote to stop abortion, and you receive a rollback in capital gains taxes. You vote to make our country strong again, and you receive deindustrialization. You vote to get government off our backs, and you receive conglomeration and monopoly everywhere from media to meatpacking. It's like a French Revolution in reverse. The sans-culottes are pouring down the streets demanding more power to the aristocracy. The Republican class war may sound populist, but it always winds up injuring the very people it pretends to speak for. Instead of striking a blow against elitism, it has created a social order in which wealth is more concentrated than ever before in our lifetimes. Conservatives love to praise the values of the hard-working middle American family, but their policies ensure those families will have to work harder than ever before.
Commentator Thomas Frank is the founding editor of the magazine The Baffler.